incoming class this year. Tuitions 55-52 at Urbana, 48-82 at Chicago, and 43-35 is the LAS tuition at Springfield. And the rest of the rack up is here, but you know, just wanted to give you a quick shot of what we're working off of for purposes of going forward.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If the this is the in-state rate, let's just go to
that's correct.
UC. The non-in-state, the American rate is what?
That? It's probably what? But what's the multiplier? About 2 point for out of state on
two.
About 2.2 or something like that.
2.3, something like that. Yeah.
So you would take for an out of state. You know, this is the definitely the in-state rate. So you would basically depends a little bit by campus, but it basically roughly 2.2, 2.3 times that number would be for out of state.
About 12,000.
Yeah.
And then how about outside of the country?
Is there a differential for international students?
There is a small one in a couple of programs like engineering, but otherwise no non-resident is non-resident.
Yeah.
That's fairly typical at public universities around the country. Non-resident students are supposed to be paying the full price of their education because they don't get state dollars to subsidize it. So every place I've been, it's been pretty much double the tuition cost if you're a non-resident student, or a little bit more than double.
And I ask because I think the price is a demonstration of quality. Mm-hmm. And it may be worth just looking at a full price rack rate for international students, and just to demonstrate the quality of the university, and then express the in-state tuition as a discount, indicating the subsidy that the state is providing or that the university
mm-hmm.
is providing,
mm-hmm.
So that we see that subsidy. We're
mm-hmm.
we're providing at least $5,000 or $6,000 a year per student as subsidy for in-state,
mm-hmm.
and that's a very different way to to think about it. And then you start looking at the discounts beyond that from
financial aid.
And we could really express a phenomenal value that's been being provided to in-state students.
Also, it's true, there's a slight premium on non-resident students, so that premium actually is another form of subsidy for in-state students.
Exactly.
And international students are not eligible for financial aid, so that becomes yet another form of subsidy for U.S. students, especially Illinois residents, because it leaves the pot of financial aid, a bigger portion of it can go to resident students.
So, Walt, could you try to
put that on the agenda for January? Very quickly, I wanted to also look at the linkage between tuition, the tuition decision, and financial aid at the university. One of the things that we have to keep in mind is that a dozen years ago, the university decided that what was available from MAP and other from Pell was not sufficient enough, and embarked upon a supplemental aid program for the university. The participation in the supplemental financial aid at the university is really based on the FAFSA that you fill out when you're looking for your financial aid at any university or public universities. Supplemental financial aid is only available to Illinois residents for our supplemental aid. It is limited to 8 semesters of aid. You can have a 9th semester, but that would be at the discretion of the campus for a 9th semester. And the increase in the supplemental aid is commensurate with the tuition increase. So when you make the tuition decision, essentially what will happen is that increase in tuition will also increase the pool, the supplemental financial aid pool for each one of the campuses. Those are linked. However, we are thinking that basically we're thinking about some further internal modifications of that that mechanism, that formula, off of this tuition decision to maybe potentially further enhance the supplemental financial aid pool. But that's being thought about, and but is in process.
Let me interject, if you don't mind, Walt. We really need, in connection with this year's tuition discussion, to talk a little bit about the financial aid resources that we make available to our students, because we're doing some benchmark data on this now, but off my general impression is that we're not competitive in the financial aid that we provide. We don't have a big enough financial aid pot of funding. What set aside, or whatever you call it here at Illinois, something around 15% of our tuition revenues to provide financial aid. In most places, my experience has been, it's closer to 17%. And that speaks to your point. Not only do we have to make our admissions decisions earlier, not only do we have to begin packaging our financial aid offers into one offer with a big bang letter, as they call it, we may need to make sure if we want to recruit high-end students, if we want to recruit students who are going to have a hard time attending the university, and so if we want to protect our access mission, if we want to recruit for diversity in a very competitive market, we're going to have to be sure that we have sufficient financial resources to do that. But when I called, I always do a call night when we're recruiting students, particularly calling minority students and high ability students. The number one reason why they're thinking of not accepting our offer of admission is financial aid, and we're losing them for that particular reason. So I want to talk to the board in connection, maybe at our next meeting, about moving the needle a little bit over a 2-year period, getting us from 15% to 16% or 17%, so we can be more competitive.
Mike, just to follow up on that, I think a year or so ago we developed a demographic profile of who was available for what sort of aid.
Mm-hmm.
And my recollection from that is that above household income of about $70,000,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't much aid available.
Right.
And my belief is that we ought to think about addressing the aid needs of people who have household income above $75,000, but maybe there's a cap.
Somewhere,
1%,
yeah.
Those 1%ers, they make household income of $350 or above.
Right.
I don't know that we need to take care of them, but I don't think that it's realistic for a household of making $80,000 or $90,000 a year to be able to afford a couple of tuitions, and we ought to figure out a way to address that population as well.
I don't think we can do it in a single year, but if we just incrementally do it over a 2 or 3 year period, I think we can change the dynamics, address that problem and all the other problems we're having in recruiting the student population that we'd like to have.
But if the board makes those resources available in a single year, maybe the administration could find a way to respond.
It's just so many claims, I'd still like to be able to do a salary package one more year and get us right where I think we need to be. We still don't know how things are going to go for us on the pension side. I think we need to be prepared to respond there by allocating resources. I really think we need to up our game when it comes to recruiting students and providing financial aid. So it just depends on, and we don't know yet whether we're going to come out of the next legislative session with flat funding or more. Or less, actually. So we'll have to sit at some point and think about all these different claims on our resources and how we prioritize them. That's what I'm suggesting.
I'd like to at least just add a dimension to that. I agree that we need to provide the financial support, but I hope we can continue to find more things like the scholarship initiative that
right.
you kicked off before, and that we find external methods of providing that so that we don't continue to carry a bigger and bigger burden to the tuition-paying students and their parents in the process. So I think we want to accomplish it, Mike, but I think we need a
full mix of
that's
things.
Right. We need to look at all the alternatives.
I prefer to use higher tuition dollars to provide aid rather than some of the other areas that Mike described. And I think we should think about funding those areas from the AR, the internal cuts,
right.
and some of the truly amazing things.
Now you're
that
really getting to Ed here. See the grin on his face.
Okay.
That was going to be my closing comment. You're already getting ahead of it.
Go ahead, Walt. So I'm finished. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So
Well, my closing comments will be just a quick progression of aid over the last dozen years when it originally